Hey, he's on the level. Let's see. Can you not? Okay, the Gemara is talking about an otzi, it's nakuv. It left off on the line, nikva ba'oritz v'nofa b'chutzlot. A person has a flower pot with some fruits or vegetables growing in it, and it's an otzi, it's nakuv, on top of Eretz Yisrael. So if it's yonik from Eretz Yisrael, it'll be chayven mitzvah satlis baritz. So the shaila is, but the border is punked over here. And it leaves the flower pot on the side of Eretz Yisrael, so it's yonik through the nekev. But the nof, the branches, are growing over into chutz loretz on top of the ground. And we assume that the branches are also yonik from the ground, just like the roots are yearning from the ground, even though it's not sitting on the ground, even though it's suspended in midair. So the nof, the branches, are also yearning from the ground. So the shaila is, is it chayv and trumas and maestros or not? So Abai Yom Abbas and Nikfu Azlina, Abai says, it's all determined by the nekev. In other words, it's a toss-up between the yenike that comes through the vegetation, through the roots, and the roots are yearning from through the nekev, so it's yearning from Eretz Yisrael. And then there's also yenike from the nof. So Abaye says there's more yenike. That's what it sounds like. It holds that there's more yenike through the nekev, through the roots, than there is through the nof. So therefore, that determines everything. Abaye Amar Basa Nikva Azlina. Rav Amar Basa Nofo Azlina. What do you mean Basa Nofo Azlina? And what? There's more yenike. Is more unique, and it's potter from Trumas and Maisers, or it's Tevel B'chulam U'rov M'zeh B'zeh. What does Rashi say? Rashi writes, Bas and Dikvaz Lina Abai Hol Shem Misham Huyoni Gachai B'maiser Bas Nofaz Lina O potter Mena Maiser. Potter? Why the unique from the Nof is stronger than unique? It doesn't say that it's also Yonik through the Nof. It's not that it's both Yonik through the Sharoshim, through the nekeb, and also yoni through the nof. Rashi says no, basa nof azlina. Upata mena ma'isa mena teira b'chutzla. What does Rashi say? Upata mena ma'isa mena teira. What is that? What does he put in the word mena teira? What did the rabbanan of this chayiv? Upata mena ma'isa mena teira b'chutzla. It means arasas asmuchas l'eretz yisrael is chayiv mid rabbanan. What does he put in the phrase mena teira for? It means mid rabbanan arasas asmuchas is chayiv mid rabbanan. But it won't be chayv min ha-ter. So Rabbah holds basa nofa azlina means that the nof beats out the roots. Machlekes Abaye v'Rabbah, which is odif? The yenika through the roots or the yenika through the nof? Is that the way it says in the Rambam also? Let's take a look. Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas Halacha Chaf Hei. Perek Aleph. Otzitz nakuv shahaya bo zera shalo hishrish bahaya ikara ba'aretz v'nof v'chutzlos hochem achar hanof. What it means, shalo hishrish, means it's not connected with the ground. Bahaya ikara ba'aretz v'nof v'chutzlos hochem achar hanof. Hochem achar hanof bein hokel bein lahachmer. That's what it means. Time alon kirove. Showing? That's what it sounds like. It doesn't say that it gets a double unique. You don't consider the both uniques. How did the Rambam paskin and the Machlokes later? Ilo miktsasa baritz. The Gemara has later a brisa of Hatani. Ilo miktsasa baritz miktsasa b'chutz loretz. Tevel b'chol Rav zeb zadiri Rebbe. How does he paskin like that? By the letter Ches, let me show my loch of Chav Dalid. Perk Aleph, Aloch of Chav Dalid. Ilan Shoimid Bechutz Lords, Venofa Nota La Orts, Oimid Be Orts, Venofa Nota La Chutz, Hakaholach Acher Hoiker. That's the next Gemara. If the roots of the tree are rooted in one place, then you ignore the nof, because there's more yenika through the roots that are attached to the ground than there is through the nof. Hoya miktsos, hoya miktsos, sharosha baris miktsos on chutz l'aras afilo hayetziach selam avdam inim haritevu v'chulim harabu zemze. It passes like the Tanakh, like Rebbe. Passes like Rebbe against Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Because the sharoshim are both. Miktzah sharosha baretz and miktzah sharosha v'chutz l'aras. But over here, it's not miktzah sharosha. Here, it's the inika through the shoresh, which is not attached to the ground. The inika through the shoresh, which has the inika through the nekev. And this is in a competition with the inika through the nof. So Abaye and Rava argument akotzel akotzel, opposites from each other. Abaye says that everything goes bosa hanekev. Rava says everything goes bosa nof. There's more inika through the nof than there is through the nekev. Okay. So then the Gemara says, what bida ashrish, if it's in a flower pot, but it has sharoshim in the ground, kuli alma lo pligi, there wouldn't be a machlekza, but let's see, Rova would never say that you go basanofo. There is no, kuli alma lo pligi doesn't mean everybody in the world, it means kuli alma abai v'rova, both agree that you go basa de sharoshim. Ki pligi bida loy ashrish. Machlekza abai v'rova is, it's yoinik through the shoresh, through the ground, through the avir, through the nekev, and the nof is yonek also over the ground. So which inika wins? Which is stronger? Machlok zabayvarov, which is stronger? Which is kaveh? If you have sharoshim in Eretz Yisrael, sharoshim chutz l'aretz, then we pass like Rebbe, the tevel v'chul merov is abizeh, because the inika is mixed. But over here, if it's clear that one inika is stronger than the other, so you go basa whichever week the unique is greater. So that's the machlokes abai v'rov. What does Tosfos have a stira from the Gemara? The third Tosfos on the top basa nikvaz lino. The man the yamad behor behar roitev. What does the Gemara have a case there? I have an otzit she'ein on nakuv. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. Tosfos Rashi. Most of the Rishonim learn that the Gemara there is talking about an otzit she'ein nakuv. The Rambam has a totally different shot in the whole. The whole Gemara there, but the Ravid learns the Ravid and Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashi and Mishnayos and Uktzin. They all learn like this Tosfos. What do you have? What the Bach corrects it is instead of a dalas, it's a kisha. Same thing. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Some kind of vegetable. You have something planted in a notzit she'ein on nakuv. In a notzit she'ein on nakuv. The Rambam learns that it's talking a notzit nakuv. But let's learn like all the Rishonim learn. An otzit she'ein onokuv. So whatever grows in the otzit she'ein onokuv is tolush. The din is that a dover ha'tolush is mekabel tumah. And if some, let's say you have fruits or vegetables that already were, whatever is mechuba is not mekabel tumah. Whatever is mechuba is not only mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel hechsher. Let's say there are apples growing on a tree, and it rains on the tree, and it's nichala. I'm very happy that it was raining on a tree. All right, pour the water on the apples on the tree to wash them off. So the din is that there's no hechsher zroim b'mechuber l'karka. There's no hechsher b'mechuber. There's no kabbalas tuma b'mechuber. And let's say I have apples that were already were mekabel tuma, and then I plant them in the ground. Once they take root and they become mechuber l'karka, so the tuma vanishes into thin air. You can't have something that's growing in the ground that's going to be tumi. So here the assumption is you have what you have, kishos. Kishos hanutua ba'otzitz she'eino nokuv v'yotza chutz la'otzitz, and then it's growing and then it grows out on the side of the flower pot, and now it's yonik through the nof, yonik from the ground through the nof. So the fact that it's yonik from the ground makes it that it'll be chayv in shumas ma'isis ben ha'Torah. Okay, plus that it's considered mechuba l'karka. And the mechuba l'karka is dina kekarka, that it's not mekabel tuma. And even if it was nitma before, and I planted it, once I planted it, so the tuma disappears. So how does it say in the Mishnah? Yotzu chutz lotzitz. Atomi b'tamas v'atohar b'taharos. So that's Reb Shimon. Machlok is hatanoim there in Chulin. So Reb Shimon is machlok is hatanoim in the Mishnah in Uktzin. Bar there in Chulin quotes a Mishnah in Uktzin. So the Reb Shimon shita is whatever is above the flower pot is kenotzitz she'eno nokum. Whatever is in the flower pot and above the flower pot is considered tolish. Whatever is outside of the flower pot is considered mechuba. So that's what he says. Hatomei bitumasa. If I planted a kishos that already was nitma, it was ready, I had a hechsher lekabel tuma, someone had washed it off kishos, some kind of vegetable, etc. It's edible, royal achilas odom. It's Michael Behem, it's not mekabel tuma, it has to be Michael Odom. that some kind of a vegetable that was detached from the ground, and I washed it off, and then it was in Kabbalatum, and then I planted in a notzitz nokub. A notzitz shenu nokub. A notzitz shenu nokub is still tolush. Even though it's growing, a notzitz shenu nokub is considered tolush. So the kishus that's tomi remains tomi. The hatorah, whatever is growing above, whatever is growing to the sides of the flower pot, that's yoinik from the ground, derech hanov, hatorah b'taharosa. That's Reb Shimon Shita. And the other Tana says that everything is tohar. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says that everything is tohar. Since part of the vegetable is growing over the sides of the flower pot and it's yoinik from the ground via the nov, so even the pot that's directly above the flower pot, which it's not shushen and nokav, everything is considered mechubal karka, and everything becomes tohar. And Reb Shimon says, no, hatami v'tumas v'tohar v'taharosa. So what's Tosis's problem? Our Gemara says that if the... When is it a machlokes abaye v'rovim bidlo ashrish, which yinike is stronger? So abaye holds the yinike bosan nikvo aslina, the yinike that's yonik from the ground, derech haneke, is stronger than the yinike that's derech hanof. And we pass like Rav, the yinike derech hanof is stronger than the yinike derech haneke. But what happens if it's a bidi ashrish? Everyone would agree. And if it's yonik directly from the ground, everyone would agree that you ignore the nov. So what's Tosis's problem here? No hamol. The avinotz and shein and nov of yotz chutz lotz atam b'tomas v'atar b'taharos Reb Shimon Shita. So Tosis assumes that machlekes hatanaim that's quoted in Chulin from the Mishnah in Uktzin would also apply who adin emotzis b'chutz lo'oretz v'nof anota lo'oretz. It'll be the same machlekes hatanaim, Reb Shimon and the Tanakama, in the case of, not only in the case of mechuba versus tolash, how much of it is mechuba, how much is tolash. The same shaila, what happens if I put the flower pot on the border, and part of the stuff is growing in the otzit she'eno nokuv, that's only 5 inches, let's say the otzit she'eno nokuv is above Eretz Yisrael, okay. The nof is growing over into Eretz Yisrael. So the nof that grows, the mehani yinikas hanof, linya nof kufei v'chai b'maiser. Whatever grows over the flower pot, here's my flower pot, and this is Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is there. It's the Gemara's chutz lords. I have the flower pot growing over here, and the nof is growing over, leaning over into Eretz Yisrael. Whatever grows above Eretz Yisrael will be chayv in Shumas and Maisers. The nof is mechayv. Whatever grows over the flower pot will not be chayv in Shumas and Maisers. Minatir, it'll be chayv in the Rabbanon. If you plant in a notzit she'ein or nokov over Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv in the Rabbanon in Shumas and Maisers. Nochamo, what's the case again? Hu adinim otzit, no, fakir. Hu adinim otzit b'chutzal oretz. Again, if you have an otzit she'ein on nokuv in chutzal la'aretz, v'nof on nota la'aretz. So whatever grows, the nof that's growing over the side of the flower pot will be chayv in shumas demaisus min atoira. Whatever grows in the flower pot is growing over chutz la'aretz. But let's say chutz la'aretz is aratz hasmuchos, so it'll be chayv in the rabban. What's the din of an otzitz? What's the din if you have something planted in an otzitz she'ein on nokuv in Eretz Yisrael? The chayv in shumas maisus midrabon. What if you have something growing in an otzis she'ein or nokuv in arotzis asmuchas la'aretz Yisrael? It's also chayv midrabon or not? It's a double midrabon. It's growing in an otzis she'ein or nokuv in Eretz Yisrael, so it's chayv midrabon in shumas maisus. Because of course, it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not yonik from Eretz Yisrael. What if it's in an otzis she'ein or nokuv arotzis asmuchas? Could be that it's in ganzen potter. I don't know. Could be it's in ganzen potter. So what did Tosis say? The machlekes hatanoim there in Chulin, Dav Kuf Chav Ches, that they quoted a machlekes hatanoim from the Mishnah in Uktzin about the Kabbalah Stuma with the Hechsher, yeah, that the Tanakama holds that as long as part of it is leaning over the flower pot, so everything is considered mechuber. And Tosis says that everything is yoinek. Everything is yoinek from whatever is protruding over the side of the flower pot. And Reb Shimon says, no, whatever is above the flower pot is dinuk tolish, whatever's on the side is yoinik, and it's dinuk mechuber. So Tosis says, not only it's dinuk mechuber, hatohar b'taharosai, whatever grows over the flower pot is considered mechuba lekark and it's tahar. So he says, well, then I mean that it's yonik from the ground. Whatever grows on the side of the flower pot will be chayv in shumas amais. If it's above Eretz Yisrael, if the nof is above Eretz, hu adin imotz is b'chutz l'oretz. Nof anota lo oretz, the mehani yonika sanof le'inya nof gufei. We'll split, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that you split benegeir to Kabbalah's Tumim, benegeir to Tahara, so we'll split benegeir to Chiv Chumas Amaisis also, like the Tana later on. Reb Shimon Gamliel, whose opinion is not accepted, he's talking Hagodol b'Chiv Chav Hagodol b'Ptur Potter. He's talking about a tree that has the Sharoshim, the Jew, the border of Eretz Yisrael just over here, and the tree is right on the border. Half of the Sharoshim are in Eretz Yisrael, half of the Sharoshim are Chutz Lotz. He says that whatever grows on this side is Chai, whatever grows on that side is Potter. We don't pass like that. We pass like Rebbe, that everything is Hoda Ma'ar V'Yachad. Rebbe's Shita is that Avira Mevalbel, everything is Yonik from Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lotz. It's Tevel V'Chul Ma'Rovin Zebizeh. Fine. So similar to Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Shita here, which we don't accept, is Reb Shimon Shita over there in Chulin, that whatever grows on the side, whatever is the nof is protruding over the side of the flower pot. So the nof is considered mechubel karka and it's yearning from the karka. So that will be chayv and shumas amai. Who adin amatz is b'chutz l'oretz. And nof and otel oretz. Mahani yinika sanof linyan nof gufi. The nof will be chayv and shumas amai. Whatever grows directly above the flower pot will not be chayv and shumas amai. Because it's in otzitz she'en onokuv in chutz l'oretz. Probably potter eat midrabbonon. Probably the chumr midrabbonon that you have an otzitz. Whatever grows in an otzitz nokuv in Eretz Yisrael. That's a gzera, to planting an Eretz Yisrael gufa. You're going to make, apparently you don't make such a gzera, an otz b'shuluk b'fer, which must be b'fer somewhere. What's the din if you have an otz shein and oka ben arotz hasmuches? It means that it's a potel legamre. Potel legamre. Nof and not alas, mahani yinikas hanof linyan of gufa b'chai b'maises. So Tosis wants to know, how does that compare to our Gemara? What's the issue in our Gemara? Our Gemara has the machlekes abai v'rove, only in a case do you say basa nekev azlinan. There's more yinikev for Abai holds that there's more yinikev derech hanekev than there is derech hanof. The Rava holds faket, there's more yinikev derech hanof than there is derech hanekev. Whichever one has more yinikev, that's the one that's going to win. You don't compare it to the tree that you should say tevel v'chulam arav nezebezeh. It's not the same. Here, everything is with Sharoshim. And here, apparently, there's either more yinike derech ha-nekev that's suspended in Yer, derech ha-nof. Whichever one has the more yinike, that's the one that's going to win. So what's the issue that Tosis raises? Why is it over there that we split? And over here, we say whatever's above the flower pot, and otzit shein onokuv. Reb Shimon says he split. That's dina kitolosh. Whatever is over the sides of the flower pot, and off his nota, it protrudes on the side, so that he split. Whatever is protruding from the flower pot, that's dina kitolosh. It's a yonik from Eretz Yisrael, and it's considered mechuba. So Tosis says, not the same as Agmar Mekom, kam lechashivi nikas hanovki nikas hashoresh. What do they say? Lochashiva yinikas hanov ki yinikas hashorish holomitari yinikas hanov mashu betecha otzitz. That's the machlekes of Shimon the Rabbana. The Tanakama there in the Mishnah in Uktzin, that's quoted there in Chulin, says that because there's yinikas hanov, so everything is considered b'chubim, and everything is tohar. Everything is tohar. And Reb Shimon disagrees. But in our Gemara, if you have ashrish, if you have something growing in an otzitz, nokuv, and the shorish, the shorashim, go down into the ground, and the nof is noted to chutzal oretz, so that's kuli ambal apligi. Everyone will agree that what? That you go basa the shorashim, wherever the shorashim are. The unique of the shorashim that are attached to the ground, that for sure beats out the unique of the nof. That's according to Reb Shimon. That's the opinion that they're quoting. Atomei b'tumasa means if the kishus that I planted in the otzitz she'en onoku was already nitma before I planted it. So whatever is above the otzitz she'en onoku remains tolerish, and it's hatame b'tumasai. And whatever is growing over the side is hatohar b'taharos. Whatever grows over the side is yonik from the ground, and even if the kishos was nitbam before I planted it, it'll become nitar, because whenever you plant something in the ground, if I have potatoes that were mekabel tuma, then I plant them in the ground, so they become tohar. Zriya is mitayim. That's a pasuk. If something is growing in the ground, so it's always going to be tohar. It's not mekabel hechsher, it's not mekabel tuma, and even if it was nitma, it'll become tohar. So they say, our Gemara is talking about if you have bi'ashrish, if you have shirashim in the ground, everybody agrees that you ignore the nov. Everybody abai v'rovu would both agree. Och mechayiv nov. Machmas inikas ha'ikir. Here, the Gemara says, Kuli amala pligi bida ashvish, inikas ha'ikir beats out the nof. There's more inikir like that. The only time there's machlokes in our Gemara is you have an otz, it's nokuv, but it's suspended in midair. So there's inikir derech avir from the shorish that's suspended in the air. Then you have inikir derech hanof. That's a machlokes abai b'rov. They both think one has more inikir than the other. That's the machlokes. What is Tosis comparing? That Gemara in Chulin is not only Benegia to Tumah v'Tahara, it's Benegia to Chiyuv Tumas HaMaisis as well. Hu Adin, it'll be the same Machlokes HaTanoim in Uktzin with respect to Chiyuv Tumas HaMaisis. Hu Adin, and Motzitz B'chutz Lo Oretz, V'Nof Anot Lo Oretz, the Mahani Inikas Hanof, Linyan Hanof, that the Nof will be Chai V'Maisum. But whatever is growing above... whatever is growing in Chutz Lortz directly above the Otzit She'en Onokov will not be Chayiv. According to that Shita Reb Shimon, Mikam Kam Lachashiva Yinika Sanov Ki Yinika Sashoresh. Mikam Kam Lachashiva Yinika Sanov Ki Yinika Sashoresh. Not the same as our Gemara. The Loi Mitari Yinika Sanov Masha Betercha Otzit. A different case. Our Gemara is talking that it's mamish attached to the ground. If it ashvish, if you have the yinika mamish derech hashorish that's attached to the ground, then you ignore the nov, totally ignore. Bein labai, bein the rova, you ignore the nov. And that Gemara Chulin quoted a Mishnah in Uktzin that's talking about yinika derech hanekev, yinika derech hanov. They're both suspended in midair. Similar to the machlek is abai v'rova and our Gemara. Ragmar, it's talking about an otzitz nokuv. So they're both yonik from the ground. And that Gemara is talking about an otzitz shena nokuv. So whatever is above the kli, the otzitz shena nokuv is yonik from whatever is in the otzitz, so that's considered talosh. Whatever is yonik, whatever is protruding over the side is yonik through the nokuv. They just distinguish between the different cases. But this is making an equation between the inyan of Tuma Vatara and the inyan of chiyuv trumas and maisers, that's not a discrepancy. That's going to be the same thing. The Rambam has a whole different shot than the Mishnah there, but that's the way Rashi and Taisus learn, the way Taisus presents it. So what does the Gemara say? Bidi ashrish and our Gemara. If whatever is growing in the otzitz nakuv has mamish arashim, they go through and through and it's yanik from the ground. Kolei amal pligi. Everyone agrees that you go bust of the sharashim ki pligi bidloy ashrish. It's suspended in midair. The nof is yonik from the ground, and whatever is growing from the shoresh is growing is also yonik from the ground. Derech hanekev. That's the machlokes. Is which one has the more powerful yonik? Begemar kashu b'dashrish loy pligi. And if it's mamish, if it has roots in the ground, loy pligi. The Gemara says kuli amala pligi. What do you mean kuli amala pligi? It means abai v'rav. It doesn't mean the whole wide world. Maybe there are those who disagree. But the Gemara means to say, "B'di'ashrish kuli amala pligi abai v'rava have no machlokes." Now the Gemara asks, "U'b'di'ashrish loy pligi?" They're not going to prove that abai v'rava have a machlokes. But the way we said it, B'rashish Rashi writes, "Lekaman de'ozel basanov." Isn't there anyone who disagrees? "U'b'di'ashrish loy pligi?" Isn't there a machlokes hatanoim? Isn't there a discussion in tanoim? That even though it's ashrish, it would appear that sometime I'm holding go basan up. So why Bible Rabbah is so sure that you go basan the Sharoshim? I've got Tanan, what's the kasha? We have a Mishnah at the very end above. Let's see. Shtei gino zu agabi zu. The yerek b'neihem. Have like this. There's one garden on top, and there's a steep wall like this. They have the other garden on the bottom. So whatever grows here is aroy ashbach, whoever owns property. So I own a cow, and the cow becomes pregnant and gives birth to a baby. So that's aroy ashbach. Aroy ashbach means hakar kishali hishbiel. So the original din aroy ashbach goes, I have a field, and I have trees on the field, and apples grow on the trees. So the apples grow on the trees, belong to me. Whoever owns the field owns the peiros. I have a field and potatoes grow in the ground. Potatoes, the seeds of the potatoes flew in me, bahuts, whatever. Nobody planted them. Grain grows, whatever. Whoever owns the field owns whatever grows on the field. That's a din of aroy ashbach. Hakarka shali hishbiach. See, here there's a machlokes hatanai. What grows on the upper field, this belongs to Reuben, this belongs to Shimon. So whatever grows on the upper field belongs to the owner of the upper field. Whatever grows on the down the field over here belongs to the guy in the bottom. What about what grows on the side? The things that are growing out from the side. So these say you go basa the sharashim. So the sharashim are on the upper field. So it's aroy ashbach goes to him. Or do you say no, that it's yoinek from the nof. The nof is yoinek from the karka that's directly below it. So it's yoinek from here. So we had before that there's a machlekes habay verov in a case where you have an otzitz naku, which yoinek is greater. Through the sharashim, through the otzutz, through the nekev and the otzitz, or the yinike of the nof is greater. So the Gemara, our Gemara presented it with the yashvish kula amalav pligim. Whenever the sharashim amam is growing in the ground, not stam yonik derech avir. But here the nof is yonik derech avir, and here the sharashim are yonik derech avir. That's a machlekes abay v'rabim. Whenever the sharashim amam is attached to the ground, then there's no machlekes. So the Gemara says, why? Here is a machlekes satanoin. Which yinike is stronger? Do you say the yinike from the sharoshim that are attached to the karka of the fellow who lives over here, Reuven owns this karka, or the yinike of the nof, which is yinike from the karka mitacha? So who's entitled to these yerokas that are growing on the side over here? Shteginuzo agabizul yerek bintayim. Yerek is growing on the side. Is a machlekes hatanaim. That's the last mishnah. But mitzir Rameira Michel Elyon. Rameira holds that the yinike derech hasharoshim attached to the ground beats out the yinike derech hanof. Rabbi Yudah and Mishal Tachton. So the Chorit, usually when you have Machlek Tamei Rabbi Yudah Alachik Rabbi Yudah. So if the din is like Rabbi Yudah, does not seem to indicate that the Yenike Derech HaNof, which is suspended above the ground, the Nof is Yonik from the Karka Mitacha, so he says that beats out the Yenike from the Sharashim that are attached to the upper Karka. So why does the Gemara say by Yas Kuli Amal Apligir, Ben Labai Ben Lerovah, the yinike from the sharashim that attached to the ground beat out the yinike derech hanof? It should be punkt faker. They should all agree with Reb Yudah. They should all agree with Reb Yudah over there. Gemara says, no, that's a different shaila. That's a shaila. Hasim kirik tani time. That's a machlekes from Reb Yudah and Didi Mamedes. They're not arguing about which yinike is greater and therefore if one is Eretz Yisrael, one is Chutz Laaretz, which one is going to win. That's not the machlekes. Machlekes in Dini Mamedes with Tainus. Hashem the Gemara says Kediktoni Taima. That Mishnah is a special reason. Omer Rav Meir, Mam Yirtzu Helyin Vitalus Afar Ein Kan Yerek. Let's say I own a field. So if I want to, I can hire a worker, and then he can dig the field and make it lower. I own this field in the middle. There's a whole region over here, and I own one field in the middle of the region. So if I want to, I'm shugan. If he wants to, he can get people to dig the field. He wants it to be 6 feet lower than it is now. He wants it to be 6 feet higher than it is now. That's one of the issues in Eretz Yisrael now, they told me, that the cemeteries on the outskirts of Yerushalayim are all filled up. So they want to know, how long do you have to wait till you're allowed to take offer and put offer, put three tvachim and put six tvachim of offer on top of the kvarim there and then bury more people on top of that? So everything, let's say the cemetery is now on ground level. Yeah, but the people are buried deep in. So the shaila is, maybe I can already bury. The din is each mace has to have three tochma buffer on top of it, three tochma buffer below each mace. So it could be that all the mace are buried already, six tochim below the ground level. Probably much more than six tochim below. So maybe you're already allowed to bury other mace on top of the mace who are there now. Then get offer and put it higher. So let's say if a private person owns a field in the middle of a whole region. If I'm a shugan, if he wants to, he can make his offer higher, and if he wants to, he can make his offer lower. So that's where a mayor argues over there. The rockets are growing from the upper, on the side of the upper sodas. So if the guy who owns the upper soda wants to, he can spend $500,000. It's stupid. Why should he want to? He can spend $500,000 and have a professional remove all of the offer, and his field will now be the same ground level as the other field that's on the bottom. Then there won't be any. There won't be any zikif over here. There won't be any edge over here where anything will be able to grow. His field, which is on top of here, Reuven's field, will be on the same level as Shimon's field. So there won't be any side that anything will grow. So that's Reb Meir's argument. Hasim kediktani time. There, it's an issue on dinim mominus. Ma'am yitzehel yin likel es hafor. If he wants, he can remove all of his offer and make his field the same level as the other, as the field next to it. It won't be possible to have anything growing from the sides. So therefore, the fact that he leaves it the way it is, so that should indicate that it should be aroy ashbach in his favor. Whatever grows on the side, he should be entitled to, not the other guy. So there won't be any room for anything to grow. And Abuda has an argument in the verse. The guy who lives over here, if he wants to, he can pay $500,000 and have people throw offer on top of his field to make his field the same ground level as the upper field. So by there won't be any sudden drop over here. There won't be any wall. And the guy upstairs can't tell me, you're being mazik me now. I can't plant anything over here. I have a right to do whatever I want on my field. So if I want to make my field 10 feet higher, it'll be the same ground level as the other field. So there won't be any possibility of any yirokas growing over there. So over there, that's the... Rabbi Yehuda has an argument. Rabbi Meir has an argument. Why did the Gemara think initially? Why didn't Mar think originally? Why didn't Mar have a minute to think that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir should have a shaykhis with Trumas and Maisers? Whether the Yanika from the Nov is stronger than the Yanika from the Sharoshim or not. So Taisa says, Pasalka Daita, what was Mar's having in the first place? To make a Hashvor, make a comparison between the Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and the end of Bob Metzia. The Shaila Babai Barov and Agmor. They're two different topics. There it's a topic of Aroy Ashbach, Tainus and Didim Ominous. And here it's a Shaila, where is the more unique? So Tais says no. Well, Salta Dakta, Dodik Tani Sefer, Rabbi Meir gives an argument, Ma'am Yitzah Helion, Rabbi Yudah gives an argument, Ma'am Yitzah Tachin. That's not, they thought that wasn't the real reason. Einze Iker Atam. A lot of times the Tanoim presented like in debating with each other, they would give a reason, and the reason wasn't the real reason. When you go to debating classes, so they teach you how to win a debate. And you win a debate a lot of times not based on the truth, based on a presentation, based on a way of presenting your argument. So that's what Tosfos says over here. A lot of times you haven't taught on like that. The Mishnah quotes a Tana and he gives a din and he gives a reason. The reason the Gemara will say, the reason that he gave wasn't the real reason. So that's what Tosfos says here. Kasalka Daitach, the Havamin of the Gemara was that the reasons that Rabbi Meir and Yehuda both gave are not the real reasons. Shein Zayikir Atam. How do you know that it's Tony Nani Hassam? I'm Rameh. I'm Rameh. I'm Rameh. I'm Rameh. Mashmah, the Bitzvara Pligi. The Mishnah continues to say, Rameh has a Taina, Rabbi Yehuda has a Taina. Rameh says if the guy who lives on top, the guy who owns the farm on top, wants to, he can pay $500,000, have his farm lower down to be the same ground level as over here. Rabbi Yehuda argues if the guy on the bottom wants to, he can spend $500,000 and have his farm, the ground level, elevated, will be the same level as the upper farm. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda both have a good argument. So it must be that neither reason is the true reason for their shita. So what is the real reason? So Kasal Kadai Tazmar thought that the machlek is this, what a basa nofo azlinan, a basa sharoshim azlinan. You have sharoshim mamish in the ground, and the nof is yearning from somewhere else. So where do you say a roi ashbach should depend which unique is stronger? That was the habamim. Then the Gemara comes to the Maskana and says, no, that machlekes in the Mishnah, the end above Metzia, that machlekes is also in Kiriktani time, Amram, Ma'am Yitzel, Yitzel Safar, Amrav Yud, Ma'am Yitzel, Tat Namalas, Ginosai. That's a local machlekes in Didi Mominus, but that has no relevance when you get to which unique is stronger. Which unique is stronger is the Shaila here, Abai Verovah. And that the Gemara says, but Ashvish Kula Amalot Pligi. If you have Sharoshim in the ground, that everyone will agree that the Yinika Derech HaSharoshim from the ground is much stronger than Yinika Derech HaNof. The only time it's machleik is a baiver rabbi is when you have the sharoshim ayonik derech hanekev derech avir, and the nof is yonik derech avir. So which yinika is stronger? Whichever yinika is stronger is the one that's going to win. Okay. Then Tosis points out, Tosis b'da ashrish. Tosis points out, v'amir anami hosam igmar perch habayis v'aliva azda lit taimayu, that there is a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yude lishitosam in a different case. It really has nothing to do with our da. Tosis just points out. Points out there has nothing to do with our case. Mara has a machlekes hatanoim. What's the din and din in mominus? Let's say I sell you a cow, a pregnant cow. I know it's pregnant, I sell you a cow. And after you buy the cow, you come to the cow at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the cow gives birth at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Aroy Ashba, the cow, the pregnant cow belongs to you, it gives birth, so the vlad belongs to you. The vlad belongs to you. So the Gemara has a shaila, what's the din if I sell you, if I have a farm with a lot of trees growing, and I sell you three trees that are near each other. So the Gemara has an umdine that hamoicha gimel ilonis. L'chaveiro, if I sell you three trees, so that it's self-understood that I'm selling you the karka shemitachta also. So not only did the three trees belong to you, the karka mitachas also belongs to you. But if I sell one or two trees, so that's a machlokes satanaim. We assume that he's not selling. Like on a karka. L'kech ilan echad. Rashi there in Bava Metzia quotes from Bava Basra Peyalef, let's see. But it's the same Bava Basra Peyalef. Kain shnei ilon is betoch sadach aveh, hareza kona karka, Reb Meir Omer, hareza loy kona karka, Reb Meir Omer kona karka. Machlekes Reb Meir Nachacham, if I sell hamecha gimel ilon is lachleir, if I sell you three trees that are near each other, so it's an umdina, it's self-understood umdina, that not only did I sell you the trees, I sold you the karka mitachas also. So the whole karka no longer belongs to me. If I sell you one tree, so then the Gemara says, "Kuli amulo plig." Everybody agrees. Hamechas ilan achad lachaver loy kana kark. What if I'm? I find ilan echad betel sadech shalachavero. They all agree that I didn't sell kark. Hamechas lachaver shnei ilan. So that's a machlag zameh nachachamim. What is the umdin? What do you assume that he sold him the kark shemitachas, or he did not sell the kark shemitachas? Here the Gemara is going on kuf yotes, the last daf. Gemara has a machlek zhatanayim. I sold you ilan echo b'toch sada sheli. So you're not kind of the karka, you only kind of that one ilan. So now, let's say another ilan starts growing up. Have ilonis, have sharoshim under the ground, and then the sharish, then you have the stump of the tree, and then it develops into a whole tree. So I sold you just the tree, one ilan echo, so l'kuli alma, you're not kind of the karka. So what happens now? But the tree belongs to you. Tree belongs to whatever Paris of Golden River will be our Royal belongs to you. When you decide to chop down the tree, so the logs belong to you to make a fire, to throw it in the furnace as fuel. So what happens if I sold you one tree in the Kuli Alma Loy Machares HaKarka, and then after that tree was sold to you, in another couple of months, all of a sudden another tree develops out of the trunk of that tree. Another tree starts growing on the side. So he only sold you the tree. The karka shemitachas is mine. So do you say, Aroi Ashbach, the new tree grew in my karka, so the new tree belongs to me? But you say, no, the new tree grew out of the old tree, so the old tree belongs to you, so you're kind of the tree. So that's a machloikas hatanoim, machloikas in the braisa between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. That's on the bottom of Kuf Yud Kesem and Beis. So Reb Meir says it doesn't make a difference whether the new tree grew from the trunk of the old tree that's above, the part of the trunk of the old tree that's above the ground, or grew from the sharoshim that are below the ground of the old tree. Hare elu shel bal hakarka. Reb Meir says that this is not the same. I sold you one tree. I didn't sell you a new tree. Hayetzim min hageza min hasharashim. Doesn't matter whether the new tree grows. The geza is the part of the stump of the tree that's above the ground. Sharashim is the part of the tree that's below the ground. So if the new tree, I sold you a tree today, and then 4 months later, all of a sudden I see there's another tree growing out. So the Reb Meir says it doesn't make a difference whether the new tree grew from out of the sharashim that are below the ground, or the new tree grew from the part of the stump of the tree that's above the ground. What do you call it? Not a stump. Stump is when you chop down a tree. The trunk of the tree. When it's still a tree, they call it the trunk. You don't call it a stump in English. Okay. So that's what the sharashim are, the roots of the tree below the ground. Geza is the trunk of the tree that's above the ground. So Meir says if a new tree grows, whether from the sharashim or from the geza, it's a new tree, and it doesn't belong to the one who bought the first tree. It belongs to the balakarka, the Reb Meir. And Reb Yudah disagrees, and usually whenever there's machlokes, Meir Reb Yudah, pass like Reb Yudah. So we pass like Reb Yudah that we split the psak. If it grew, the trunk of the tree with the whole tree was sold to you. So whatever grows from the trunk of the tree belongs to you. Whatever grows from under the ground, so that's considered a separate tree. That's not considered the same with this tree. So you could have said that the machlokes hatanoim over here is Aroy Ashbach. Who's Aroy Ashbach is it? Is Aroy Ashbach it's growing from the soda, or is Aroy Ashbach it's growing from the tree? Since I sold you the trees, anything that's going to grow from the tree, I sold you the tree, so the apples that grow on the tree belong to you. So maybe a tree that grows out of a tree also belongs to you. But the Hemshech HaGemara, you see that that's not the machlokes. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta. The Gemara on the top line of Kufi Tesem and Aleph, the last daf and Bobman Sin. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta. It says Usnan. It says on the side, you shouldn't say Usnan. We assume that Tanan is only a term that we use in connection with the Mishnah. And this should be the Tanya, because it's not in the Mishnah, it's a Tosefta in Orlo. So what does it say, Tosefta in Orlo? Let's say you have a tree. There are two types of trees. There's a Yalda and there's a Skena. Yalda means a young tree that's within the first 3 years, so it's still Orla. Eskena means it's already after the first 4 years. It already went through the 3 years of Orla and the fourth year of Revaisha, and it's already Eskena. Let's say you have a tree that's Eskena, it's five, 6 years old, and then it starts developing more branches, keeps on growing bigger and bigger, gigantic thing. So you're going to say, no, only the part of the tree that was there the first 4 years, that went through Orla and Revai, whatever new branches are going to continue to grow, you're going to start all over again. Part of the tree is going to be Zkena, and part of the tree is going to be Yalda. That's ridiculous. So the Gemara says the whole tree is deemed as one tree. So what happens if I have a tree that's above the ground, I have a new tree growing from that tree? So do you consider that a new tree, or do you consider it identical with the old tree? So that's a machlokes Reb Meir Reb Yudah. If you have a new tree that grows out from the old tree, whether it grows from the sharashim below the ground or grows from the trunk of the tree that's above the ground, a new tree is a new tree, and you have to start all over again, Orla and Revai. You have to start counting everything all over again. And we don't pass like Reb Meir, we pass like Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah says it depends where did the new tree grow from. If it grew min hageza, if it grew from the trunk of the tree that's above the ground, so then it's identical with the old tree. So it's dino kizikena. It's considered one and the same tree. Min hageza is potem in harlo. But what if the new tree grows min hasharashim, from the roots that are under the ground? So that's considered a new tree. That's not considered the same old tree as before. So the Gemara says that this is the machlekes lishitosim. The azdo litaimayu. Machlekes abyuda rameir with respect to orlo, east of the heter, is lishitosim with respect to mechira. The Gemara quotes another brisa, the brisa that we said before. If I sold you a tree, sold only one tree. So hamecher ilan echad lahaveira bein l'rameir bein l'rabyuda lamacher es hakarka. We pasken up until the time that you sell three trees. Hamecher shtei ilanis lahaveira is also like on a karka. Only hamecher shloshe ilanis is an umdina that is macher es hakarka. So let's say I sold you one or two trees, so we would paskin that like on a karka, the karka is not yours. So now, the new tree grows out from the old tree, part of the tree that's above the ground. So the old tree above the ground belongs to you, and the new tree that grows from the trunk of the old tree is considered identical. as Rabbi Yehuda says, is considered part of the old tree. So since it's not subject to the laws of our law, the old tree already went, the old tree is already a skena, already went through the first 4 years. So the new tree that's going to grow out will not be subject to the laws of our law. So what that I mean, the new tree that grows from the old tree belongs to you, because I sold you the old tree. And this new tree is an aroi ashbach of that. It's identical. It's considered, it's a branch of that old tree. Mashenikin, if it grows from the sharoshim below the ground, then since Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to observe the laws of our law, that part is considered a new tree. So then I'll be over here, it'll belong to the balakark, it won't belong to the bal ha'ilo. And Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says, even if the new tree grows from the trunk of the old tree, it's considered a new tree, it's going to be subject to the laws of Orla. So what then I mean, even if the new tree grows from the trunk of the old tree, it doesn't belong to the Baluilam, it belongs to the Balakar. So the Gemara says, that's Lishitosim, the Machlegza, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, then get to, if I sold you a tree and a new tree grows out of the side, that's Lishitosim and the Machlegza, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by Orla. It's not Lishitosim, what they're arguing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Bava Metzia, as the machlek is taking as all gabizo machlek zamei rabbiuda about the vegetables, the yerek is growing on the side. Does it belong to the bal elyon? Belongs to the bal tachton. That's a machlek zamei rabbiuda unrelated to anything else that they said. That's a machlek is only in dinim mamenis. And this machlek is in dinim mamenis. That's lishitasam and isavehata. That's a different case. That's a different case. If the new tree grew from the old tree, it's a different shayla. So what does Taisa say here? Taisa says, Rabina Nami Hosin hit the second half of the Taisa's Bida Ashrish. Rabina Nami Hosin Migmar Perkan Bais Valiba, Azdulit Tamai, with the Machlegs Amei and Rabbi Yehuda, is Lishitos Milan Yetzim and Agez, Esna Nami Gabi Yarli Ke Agav, Nevitaim Adola Maisi Hocham Ei Orlo. Why did the Gemara quote from Orlo? Why should it quote from Orlo? I don't understand what Taisa is asking. Why should it quote from Orlo? It's unrelated. There's a Machlegs. If you have a big fat tree, I sold you a tree, and it has roots under the ground, it has the trunk on top of the ground, and it has all the branches. And then a new tree grows from the side. So is a new tree considered a hemshech of the old tree or not? So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Rabbi Yudah. We pass like Rabbi Yudah, that if the new tree grew from the trunk of the old tree, it's considered a branch of the old tree. So it's no longer subject to Orla and Ravai. The old tree is already as Cana. If the new tree grew from the Shirashim below the ground, then it's considered a separate tree. It's not considered Amsh. And Rav Meir says not so. It doesn't matter whether the new tree grew from the Shirashim below the ground, the new tree grew from the trunk of the tree above the ground, it's always considered a separate tree. So it'll always be subject to Orla. That's Machlekes Amei Rav Yehuda. And that Machlekes is Lishitosim and Dini Mamonos also. Who owns it? What has it got to do with Arda? Arda, we're talking about a different topic over here. So why should the Gemara, Taisa says, entertainment of the Maisa Chamerola? Why did the Gemara quote from Arlo? Why should they quote from Arlo? We're talking about a different topic over here. We're talking about Nof. There's a unique Derech HaNof and there's a unique Derech HaSharashim. Not the same Shaila is over there. I don't see why it has to do with the topic over there. It's totally different. I don't understand what Taisa was asking about. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara answers. Nachmo. The Gemara says the whole machlek is abay berav is only bidi ashrish kuli amalo pligi ben labay ben lerav. The unique derech hasharoshim is certainly stronger than the unique derech hanof. So whatever the sharoshim are in Eretz and Chutz Lorenz, that's going to win. Keep pligi. The only time it's machlek is abay berav, which is stronger, is bidloy ashrish. Bidloy ashrish. Very good. The Gemara bidi ashrish loy pligi, and if it has sharoshim in the ground. Gemara says the no machlek. Everybody agrees. Kuli al malpligi. Why does everybody agree that the unique derech hasharoshim wins? Ibar tanan. Shteginu zal gabizu machlek zamei Rabbi Yehuda halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says shal tachton. So it does not show. Shal tachton means that the nof beats out the unique derech hasharoshim. The sharoshim are mamish stuck in the form of the upper fellow, but the nof is yonik from the bottom one. So don't you see punk the hepa? He said over here, Kuli Alma Bein La Bai Bein Le Rove, you go bust of the Sharoshim. And here, if we are Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Pasna Rabbi Yehuda, so you tell me that we go bust of the Nof. Mar says, no, that Machlek Zamei Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Shalom Didi Mamas, and Tainus, who wins the case? That has no relevance to Yisra Ehed. Pasna Kiddik Tony Time, the Mar originally thought, Taisa says, Kasal Kadai, the Mar have been a thought, that's the reason that each Tana presented in the Mishnah wasn't his true reason. The Tanaim a lot of times present the difference. The real reason is the Gemara thought that it's a machlokes Tanaim, where they go basam nof. The Iker Yenika is the nof, but the Iker Yenika is the Rosh Shirashim. The Gemara says no. The story with the Yenika, but the Asher is kula amala plei machlokes over here is a local machlokes. Now what Tosfos quotes a different topic. It's a different shaila about the tree growing from the old tree. Is it part of the old tree? Is it a new tree? Is it not the same topic that's discussed in our Gemara? The Gemara there says, "Va'azil itamai." The Gemara in Bava on the last daf says, "Va'azil itamai." Doesn't mean Rab Meir and Rab Yudin the Mishnah in Bava Mitzia, the last Mishnah Shteginos, go l'shitosim. It has nothing to do with it. That's not l'shitosim. Gemara says there, "Va'azil itamai." The machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yudin by Orla is l'shitosim by selling a tree to someone else. That's l'shitosim, and that's unrelated to the Mishnah in Bava Basa, Bava Mitzia. So why should the Gemara have quoted it here? It's a different topic. This is concludes. Why should they quote from Arlo? It's unrelated. What did the Gemara say now? What do you mean? And if they're mamish the zinika derech hasharoshim from the ground, it's not going to be a machlekes satanoim. Whether you go basa no, if you go basa yinika, that the Gemara says bein labai bein lerab. Everybody agrees the yinika derech hasharoshim beats at the yinika derech hanof derech avir. I go hatani. We have a brisa. The Gemara thought that what? That it's either planted, all the roots of the tree are either in Eretz Yisrael or all the roots on Chutz La'aretz, but the tree, the whole trunk of the tree is either on this side of the border, that side of the border, the whole trunk, all the Sherashim are either in Eretz Yisrael or on Chutz La'aretz, but the nof is growing all over the place. The Gemara thought that you see that the that according to Rebbe, the Inika from the Nof beats out the Inika of Derech HaSharoshim. And he says, Tevel v'chulim, Rovim Zebizeh. The Inika from the Nof makes it that it's a tie to the Sasri. Tevel v'chulim, Rovim Zebizeh. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Magar v'chim, Chav v'gar v'ptur v'pakti. So Gemara's kasha was from Rebbe. When you have a machlek, it's Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, we pass like Rebbe. Aloha ki Rebbe mechaveiro, v'lo mechaveiro. Whenever Rebbe argues with one Tana, with one contemporary of his, who Rebbe was the son of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, he often disagrees with his son. Machlek is very often machlek, it's Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Says in Yeriday, Hilchus Kibbut Aviyim, that it's a violation of Moir Aviyim to be chelek alavim, to disagree. So then it says in Shulchan, chelek alavim means, I say Obama's not going to win. And my son insists that he is going to win. So he's not allowed to argue with me in public. What's enough nafkamina? He is going to win, he's not going to win. Am I nafkamina? We'll see what will happen. I say my sinus condition, my arthritis tells me it's going to snow today. And my son argues it's not going to snow today. So what's the difference? But if I hold that something is mutter and he holds that something is asa and he's entitled to an opinion, then he's permitted and obligated to disagree. That says in Shulchan Aruch, if the son disagrees with the father, chelek alavim is a violation of my rabbiim if it's an irrelevant issue. So don't make a whole stink about something. It might not mean. So don't argue with your father. Let your father insist it's going to snow tomorrow, it's going to be whatever. It's April, it's not March, but whatever he says, so let it be. But if it's negei lemaisa, so then, so they bring the right from Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, that he often disagrees with his father. And not only disagrees, but he passes like Rebbe, halach ki Rebbe mechaveiro. So the Gemara thought that this Elon, the Havamin of Gemara was, the whole trunk of the tree with all the roots of the tree are either on the one side of the border, the other side of the border, in Eretz or Chutz La'aretz. But the Nof is growing all over. The tree keeps on top. The tree has all these branches. And the Nof is also Yonik from the Oretz. So Rebbe says, Tevel v'chulim v'rov is abezeh, that the Yonika from the Nof is in stira to the Yonika from the Sharoshim, and the Nof is all over the place. So it's everything is tevel v'chulim v'rov is abezeh. My la mikten snofa boris mikten snofa v'chutz lord. So you see that you go, Rebbe holds, you go basa nof to create a problem, to make a stira, you go basa nof, even when it's in contradiction to the Sharoshim. The Gemara says, lo, no. If you have all the roots, the whole trunk of the tree with all the roots, I read them in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, that wins. That's cover everything. We're talking about a case where and you wouldn't go basa nof over there. Talking about a case where the Sharoshim, the tree itself, we drew the border of Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, and the tree is mamish on the border. Half of the Sharoshim are in Eretz Yisrael, half of the Sharoshim are in Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Gemara answers. Lo, mikta Sharoshim boris, mikta Sharoshim b'chutz la'aretz. And what is the machlokes? So the Gemara, my time in Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Why does Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel hold that whatever grows on the right side is potter from Shumas and Amaisis. That's Chutzlas. Whatever grows on the left side is in Eretz Yisrael. Chayv in Shumas and Amaisis. How can you be so sure? When the Sharoshim are growing in the ground, the Sharoshim absorb the Yenika from the ground. So it only absorbs the Yenika from directly below it? No, it absorbs the Yenika from sideways also. The Gemara Bava Basra talks about the Sharoshim of a tree gaining Yenika from 25 amas away. So if I have the tree planted right on the border, how does Rav Shimon Gamliel say such a ridiculous thing? The Sharoshim are only Yenika from directly below, and whatever grows this side of the tree must have had the Yenika from here. What do you mean? The Sharoshim that are below the ground, they are Yonik from a whole radius, from a whole area, a whole radius. So it's Yonik from Eretz Yisrael. So it's Yonik from Chutz Lortz also, even what grew in Eretz Yisrael. And it has the Yenika from the Sharoshim. It doesn't just go up. It doesn't just Yonik from directly below, and it gives the chiyus to the vet, to the tree, to the fruits that are growing directly above. No, Sharoshim are Yonik from the sideways also. And for the Gemara, my time Rav Shimon Gamliel, after the Gemara, the Mapsik Tsunim, there's a big solid rock that separates between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. And the Sharoshim on Eretz Yisrael side are only Yonik, the Taki Yonik from a whole radius, a whole distance. It's only Yonik from Eretz Yisrael. The Sharoshim and Chutz Loretz are not Yonik from Eretz Yisrael. Either the Sharoshim here are only Yonik from there. So now comes the Machlekes Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that once the Yonik comes, you have the Mapsik Tsunimus, once the Yenika comes from all of Eretz Yisrael, goes up on this side, so he holds that it won't go to the other side. And the Yenika from Chutz Loretz will not go into Eretz Yisrael. And Rebbe says no, that once the Yenikas go inside the trees, everything will be Mizbalvil, and the Yenikas from Eretz Yisrael will go to Chutz Loretz side, the Yenikas from Chutz Loretz will go to Eretz Yisrael side. So Rebbe holds that everything is Tevo, Bechulam, Merov, and Zemizah. By the time of the Rebbe, the Hadi Arvin, welcome with myself, Avirim, the Valba. Rebbe holds, even when it gets to the upper regions in the tree, the Yenikas will be exchanged. Myself, Halichu Dikoy, Halichu Dikoy. Machlokes and Mitzias, it sounds like. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the Yenika below the ground from the Sharoshim is Yonik from a whole radius of a distance. But there's a Tsunim Mapsik over there. So the Sharoshim that in Eretz Yisrael are not going to be Yonik from Chutz Loretz. Sharoshim and Chutz Loretz cannot be Yonik from Eretz Yisrael because of the Tsunimah, that's Mapsik. But the Shaila is, once the Yenikas go into the tree, are they Mizbalbal above or not? Rav Shimon Gamliel thinks that it's not. And Rebbe thinks that it is. Okay. What do you do if you have Tevel v'chulam and Rav Mezeh v'zeh? It's a tarte de sasri. It's both the peris that grow are both labeled as peris Eretz Yisrael and peris Chutz Loretz. So how do you deal with it? So Rashi says, "V'nafke minon halacha l'maisa." What's the din? She'ema asri mi tevel v'aday olav. You can't take tevel. You can't be mafresh from potatoes on tomatoes and tomatoes on potatoes. You have to be mafresh from the same mint. So let's say whatever it is that's growing on a tree. Potatoes don't grow on a tree. Tomatoes don't grow on a tree. So let's say apples. Fine. So what do you do if I have bushels and bushels of apples that grew vaday in Eretz Yisrael? The Rashi says you cannot be mafresh from the bushel of vaday apples, the apples that vaday grew in Eretz Yisrael, onto the apples that grow on this tree, according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds tevel v'chulam and Rav Zebzeb. Why not? Give me no. Shem asr mi tevel vaday olav. Why the havi min achiyuv al hapotur? And also, v'lom yemenu al tevel vaday. You can neither be mafresh from this onto tevel vaday, nor can you be mafresh from tevel vaday onto this, because this has a tarte de sasri in it. This has tevel v'chulam mirovim zebazim, because it has both. It was yonik both from Eretz Yisrael and from Chutz Loretz. So yonika from Eretz Yisrael makes it tevel. Yonika from Chutz Loretz makes it that it's a chulin. So it's a tarte de sasri bevasach. Every so often we have such a situation of tarte de sasri. So tarte de sasri, we treat it like a sofik. That's what Rashi says. He calls the other thing tevel vaday, and this is not tevel vaday. We treat it as if it were a sofik because it's tarte de sasri, because it has both the yenika from Eretz Yisrael, which makes it tevel, as well as the yenika from Chutz Loretz, which should have declared that it's not tevel. So since it's both a tarte de sasri, it's both peris Eretz Yisrael and peris Chutz Loretz at the same time, that we treat it as if it were a suffix. So mamele, he cannot be mafresh mena vaday. Can't be mafresh mena potter alachiv mena chiv ala potter. So you can't be mafresh mena vaday tevel on this, because I treat this as if it were a suffix. Whenever you have a tarte de sasri, treat it as if it were a suffix. It's not really a suffix, it's a pate de sasri here. I saw on the Svarim sale they were selling a book in English by Professor Aaron Schreiber. He's a super genius. So he wrote a book about physics and halacha. So, and Kabbalah. Well, everything all together. So he points out that in physics that they developed in the 1920s, 1930s in Germany, they found the Tarta Desastre as far as the way light travels. Is it a wave or is it a... I really forgot what the Chakira was. And they had rise one way and rise the other way. And they're saiser each other. So they said it's a Tarta Desastre. So he says, the Aloha, every so often has a Tarta Desastre. So he says, he must have checked it on a computer, he says that in the Avnei Nezer you have over 30 times. In Shulis of the Avnei Nezer he talks about situations of Tarta Desastre. Like over here, there's a Kuntereli, this is a Tarta Desastre. These pairs grew both in Eretz Israel and Chutz Lords. So whenever you have a Tarta Desastre, we treat it as if it were a suffix. Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about a Jew who's a goy. It's a Jew who's Ovid Avodah Zarah, Dina Kachum. But he was born Jewish. He's both a Jew and a non-Jew at the same time. So you go to Chumrah in both directions. You treat him as if he were a suffix. But he says it's not really a suffix. You can't say Mimanavshach because he's both at the same time. If it would really be a suffix, so you'd be able to say Mimanavshach. Here it's not a suffix. The halacha says you treat the situation of a Tarta Desastre as if it were a suffix. Let's say you have a kli. That's what he quotes in the Sefta. He talks about a kli cheres and a kli mateches. So the dinim are different. A kli cheres is not mekabel tuma migabo, and it's mekabel tuma miaviro in the inside. Even if the sheretz didn't touch the kli, it just dangles. Someone dangles the sheretz inside. So it's mekabel tuma miaviro. And the kli mateches and a kli cheres doesn't have tara b'mikveh. And a kli mateches. Kli Matechis has Tara B'mikveh, and it's Mekabel Tumah from the outside. So let's say you had a Kli that's a mix of two different materials. So the Mishnah say you go Basar Roiv. Let's say the Roiv is metal and the Miut is Cheres. So it's Nidon, I treat it like a Kli Matechis. What if the Roiv is Cheres and the Miut is Matechis? I treat it like a Kli Cheres. What if it's exactly Machzah Machzah? Manufactured Kelim that are Machzah Machzah. There are a lot of times like that. So he quotes Tosefta's that discuss the topic. So you go l'chumra in both directions, but you can't say mamanavshach. Let's say a dead sheret or adam tomei touched this kli on the outside. So it's only mekabel tuma on the outside if you treat it like a kli mateches. If you would treat it like a kli cheres, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma migabo from the outside. It's only mekabel tuma mitocho. So then, if it was only mekabel tuma because I treat it like a kli mateches, so it's mekabel tuma migabo. So then I should say it has tefillah v'mikveh. So the Avnei Nezer quotes a Tosefta that it's not so, that it doesn't have tefillah b'mikvah. I'm Imanam Shach. If it's Dino Kikli Cheres and has no tefillah b'mikvah, so shouldn't that have never have been Mekabel Tumah in the first place? Because the Kli Cheres not Mekabel Tumah Migabo. Elamai, you treated it like a Kli Mateches. It's 50-50. I blended in the two materials 50-50. 50% sand and 50% Mateches. So he says the only reason why it's Mekabel Tumah Migabo from the outside is because I treated like a Kli Mateches. A Kli Mateches should have tefillah b'mikveh. So the Avnei Nezer says we don't pass like that. He quotes a Tosefta that it's a machlokes satanoim, and we would not say mimanav shach. If you have a case that's a real suffix, I don't know whether A or B, so say mimanav shach. If A has kulas and chumras, then you didn't say mimanav shach. It can't be tana. But he says here, this is a different kind. This is not a suffix. This is a tie to the sasari, which the halacha says he treated as if it were a suffix. So this Professor Schreiber claims that if you look, I must have checked on a computer. He says that in the Avnei Nezer he has over 30 times tshuvas, but he declares cases as Tarta Desastre. So later he used to speak, gave a Yartzeit Rosh about this, about Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes, both Yom and Laila, there's a Ritvan Yuma like that. Ben Hashmashes is not a sophic. The rabbis still didn't figure out. Since Maimon Hasina, Ara Yamazad, they still didn't figure out whether Ben Hashmashes is Dinik Yom or Dinik Laila. Why don't they get a conference? Get a committee to decide whether it's Yom or Laila. They said they can't decide. It has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. It's a type of disaster. That's why it's a suffix. It's not a real suffix whether it's Yom or Laila. Al Pidin, we treat it as if it were a suffix. And he has Bechahena, Bechahena, has other cases. In this case also, the Rebbe says, Tevel Vechulim, Rav Zabazan. The Pashta says, the Rebbe is saying, this is a type of disaster. This is a type of disaster. of Tevel and Chulin bevasachas. Okay, what does the Mar go weiter? There was a machlekes satanayim. Can you write a get on a background, the nature of which is such that it's yochel his daif? So the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri says he can't do that. He yochel his daif, so it won't be kosher. But Chacham Mashem, it doesn't bother them. What's the machlekes satanayim? So the Gemara is going to say here the last line of Beis Amidal. Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim in the Mishnah? Say Machshirin. Amar Rebbe Lozer he. It goes like the Tana Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer the Amora is saying. Rebbe Lozer the Amora was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehudanan. His Mishnah goes like the Tana Rebbe Lozer, disagrees with Rabbi Meir. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, that Edi Chasim Karsi, so the way that you make a Shtar Kinyan, the way a Shtar Kinyan takes effect is by my giving you a Raya, that the field belongs to you. So that causes the field to belong to you. But Havik Sapshi Yochel in his day, so then it's not a good Raya. So it can't serve as a Shtar Raya. The Rabbi Meir's opinion, it can't serve as a Shtar Kinyan. The mechanics of a Shtar Kinyan is, by virtue of the fact that I gave you a ride that we're married, we just became married. By virtue of the fact that I gave you a ride that the field belongs to you, the field now belongs to you. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri says. Nesh yochel his dayeh, he holds like Rabbi Meir. So he holds that the Edi Chasimah Karsi, the only way to make a Shtar Kinyan is by writing a Shtar Raya, and that causes the Kinyan. And Mechacham and Mashem, the Chacham hold like Rabbi Loza. That Shtar Kinyan Luchud and Shtar Raya Luchud, they're two unrelated things. There's a strange Rashi on the top of Chav Beis on the days, the way Rashi describes it is very strange. So Tosfos is Masig on Rashi. Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Aleph is quoting that Rashi. Pirush Bekunfis, they're quoting the Rashi on the top of Amud Beis. That according to Rabbi Loza, they the Mesira Iker, and if the woman wants to remarry, she cannot prove that she's divorced based on the get because it doesn't have any chasim. But you know, say if a woman claims that she's divorced, yeah, so then it doesn't bother me the fact that it's ksav sheyochel his dayeh. So Tosfos says, every single time according to Rabbi Loza, every single time a woman who's divorced wants to remarry, she has to produce Eidim Asirah. Tosfos says, no, Rashi left out a little bit. Dafka Ochal, Dovah Sheyochel, this daif, Amir Rashi, Tzich Eidim Asirah, B'shosh, Bola, Inos. Abul Begit Naksum, Dovah Sheyem, Yochel, this daif, Yochol, Lele, Inos, Yadeh, Eidim Chasim, Bidur Ablos. How did they know? Because it says, Eidim Chosmah, Malaget, Vnei Tikkun Olam, what's a Tikkun Olam? So the Gemara said, if the Eidim Asirah will die, the Eidim Asirah will go to Medina Sayyam. So how's the woman going to be able to prove that she's divorced? And that's why they made a recommendation, or they made a takana. That's the shayla, whether it's a netik and oilam means a takana that you have to do like that with the rabbon, or it's an eitz teiva. Tosis is right earlier, it's only eitz teiva, and others disagree. So that's what Tosis says. Give us some perk basra, ma'isi lo b'resh michol, en ches maget on netik and oilam. Once the eidim is signed, if it's exab sheni yochel his dai, once the eidim is signed, then the woman can remarry. You just made the get into a shtar raya. The get originally only served as a shtar kinyan, and according to Rabbi Loza, a shtar kinyan does not require eidi chasima. It's not that the mechanics of a shtar kinyan is by virtue of the fact that I gave you a raya that we are divorced, that caused the divorce. That's how Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Loza holds that you don't need that. But if you have eidi chasima signed, then you're converting the get into a shtar raya. Today the practice is that the Masara HaGet takes back the get from the woman, so she doesn't really hold on to it as a shtar raya. So the Beis Din gives her a ptur later on. The ptur is the shtar raya. But in the days of the Gemara, the woman would hold on to the get. So that's Tosfos had a comment on that line in Rashi. The Rashi said, according to Rabbi Lozer, whenever a divorced woman wants to remarry, a bali nase always has to bring Eidim Asir. Tosfos says, it's not always. It means if there's no Eidim Chasima, then she has to bring Eidim Asir. If she has Eidim Chasima on the get, then the get serves as a shtar raya in addition to serving as a shtar kinyan. So they just modified what Rashi said. Then they said Rashi wrote another thing that they don't like at all. They disagree with that. Almasha Pirish Bekuntris. But the other line, the first line in Rashi said correctly, just as it wants you not to make a mistake. You shouldn't think that according to Rabbi Lozer you always need to bring the Eidim Asir. No. If you had Eidim Chasim signed on the get, so the get itself can serve as a shtar rai. But the second line in Rashi they say is mamash incorrect. Rashi didn't write the bidil. If you have people who recognize the signatures According to Rav Meir, every shtar kinyan has to have a dechasima. So if you have kiyum, on the chasimas, yesh makirim chasimosam, if there are people who recognize the chasimas, then you have a kiyum ashtar. So then the woman can remarry without requiring that the Eidim Mesirah should come. So Taisa says that's only going to be correct if it's Iksav Sheni Ochel Lehizdayeh. But if the Iksav, we have it, yeah. But if it's Iksav Sheni Ochel Lehizdayeh, it can't be. Taisa says, V'yav Shalom Ekeim, the last line in the Taisa. Rashi wrote Shalom Bediyuk over here. It's a little imprecise. The Rambam, B'nei Shem Mucham Mitoichai, if it's Iksav Sheni Ochel Lehizdayeh, it's not Mucham Mitoichai. Dov Sheni Ochel Lehizdayeh, it's not Mucham Mitoichai, Klom. Avada. So Dov Pasha like that. So Rashi wrote, Tosis is commenting on the both halves of what Rashi said. Rashi said, according to Rav Lozor, any woman who wants to remarry has to produce Eidim Mesira. The Tosis says, no, that means that if you didn't have Eidim Hasima, you have Eidim Hasima, so that's Bemtein Tikkun Olam. So the get serves as a Shtar Raya in addition to serving as a Shtar King. Now, Rashi wrote that according to Rav Meir, if you write on a Ksav Sheyochel Hizdayev, it can come to a Mirshal. Tosis says, it can never come to a Mirshal. It's just not Koine. Going to a mayor, Eidi Hasina Karasi, if it's Yochel is life, so it's done no good. Even the Kenyan doesn't take it there.
Yeah. Does a woman always have to bring it whenever she wants to get married, or only if someone's married?
No, if we don't know that she was ever married, so if she would want to, she can say, I'm a Pnuya. So she's the only source of information. She tells us that she's Sishani, Abon Nizgarashti. So then we believe our Pesha or Pesha Ita, unless she said it in two different times. But a woman comes to the community and she tells us, I was once married. And then she's gone like that for 10 years. And then after 10 years, someone proposes to her and he wants to marry her. And then she says, fine, she's prepared to marry her. So then we confront her, yes, but you said that you were married. So she says, yeah. So she says, Yishi bin Izgarashti. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Is that called a Pesha? So that's Pesha Osala Mafreya. If Teichke de Dibur of telling us Niskadashti, she tells us Avon Nizgarashti, so that's for sure that's a Pesha. But if today she tells us Niskadashti, I once got married, and then 10 years later, or a month later, or a week later, she tells us Nizgarashti Kedin, so that's a question Rashi enters in the end of Ksubis. So Rashi Shita is that you even apply Pesha Asar even if it's not Teichke de Dibur of each other. And Teisha says, no, just like Beinigu, it has to be Teichke de Dibur. If I present a taina now, and I just blocked out all the possibility of saying any other taina, and then 2 hours later, I want you to believe me based on a nigua of a taina that I could have said 2 hours ago, but after 2 hours, it's already too late to say that taina. So that's a called nigula mafre. Nigula is only good if at the time that I advanced the taina's tour, I had the ability to advance the other taina that I would have certainly been believed on. But if it's not Turkey de Dibur, so nigula mafre is no good. So that's Machlekes Rashi and Taisa. Would you say the same by Pesha Asala mafre? So Taisa says Pesha Asala mafre is also no good. Pesha Asala Peshita is only good if he says the Peshita Turkey de Dibur from the Pesha Asala. And Rashi says not. So Rashi says Peshosa is good even if it's not Turkey Didi.
One is she comes from a Sarah tradition. He says, I want to marry this guy, and then Sarah tradition knows that she is divorced, so he says, show me her get, or he says, go bring the get to based in.
Well, he asks her, were you ever married before? So she says, yes, I was once married before, but my husband gave me a get. So that's Peshosa.
But if he knew, so then. This is only, so when is the shaykh that she would have to bring the get? We knew already, from Sarah condition knew that.
Yeah,
she's
been living in the neighborhood for years with her husband.
So
now the husband disappears. So
he
notice.
Says, show me your get, or he says, go bring the get to base and then show them your get.
So then he says, show me the get. Okay.
So
doesn't have to bring it to base. Yeah. If we know for sure that she was once a nation sish, and now she claims that he's garashti, so then she's bechest to say she's sinsha. She has to produce a kek with chasimus on.
According to Gemara, it gives a reason in Amtala Litvara, after a period we do believe.
If a woman makes a shavi on Avshe Chatiche Disu, the woman says, Niskadashti, Eshisishani, and then later on, she says Nisgarashti. If she says Nisgarashti, as Peshos or Peshita. And that's the machloek inside of Paschim, whether we Paschim like Rashi and Paschim like Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch Paschim is like Rashi, you only say Peshos at Terpidi Dibur. And the Pesach Teshuvah quotes Amachrayim, want to Paschim like Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like Tesis, that you only say Pesha Aser Terech Kedidi, but just like Migul. Migul and Machreya is no good. And the Pesach Chuba quotes on Machreya and want to say that maybe we should pass like Rashi, Pesha Aser is even good, Lachet Kedidi. You're saying a different case. The woman said, Eshu Sishani. And then a week later she says, it's all a bluff. I only said Eshu Sish to get rid of them. I didn't want to go out on a date with them. I'm really single. I was never married. That's a maslo. So a person can be Choyzer or Magid.
Well, why don't I believe
that he could have said on Maslow?
He could have said it's all
the blood. Okay, but it's still it's not Terkei Deidibur. It has to be Terkei Deidibur. She already said Eishes Hishani a week ago. And today she says, it's not, I was an Eishes Hish, but Nisgarashti.
Why can't she say Nisgarashti now with the Migo that she could have said, I was really married, I just didn't want to go out with these guys?
Yeah, but it's still not somebody just asked that question. But
right.
That's not
Terkei
Deidibur.
You don't need a Mala Tufti
anymore.
A Mala you can come with.
No, but now she's not. But now she's not saying an Amasla.
She
you could've. Want to believe her with a Migu that she would have said that.
Yeah.
But she already said with a Migu. Okay, it's an interesting question. It's a humorous question, yeah. Entertaining. I don't think it's good. For sure it's not good. For sure it's not good. Yeah. I think if you have an Amasla, you're just backing out completely from what you said the first time. I'm wiping it off. I don't think you can construct a Migu based on that. Some Rishonim hold the Ramban holds that Migu is only din and dini mamadis and dini ter. It doesn't apply at all in Issa the Heta. Tosis holds not so. Tosis holds that Tosis has a chiddush in Migu. Ramban holds Migu is only din and din ter. But even according to Tosis, that Migu applies in other even Migu by Eidim. Shaykh Migu by Eidim. But still, Migu means if I could have said something else, I would have been believed. But here, she would have said the other thing. Not she would have been believed. She would have been believed to demolish what she said the first time. That's not the normal Migu. Migu normally is. If I would have said A, I would have been believed. So any other statement that I say that's going to bring about the same result, I have also nemanis. But here, if she would have said an amasla, it's not she would have had nemanis. She would back out from what she said the first time. There's no nemanis on an amasla. Amasla, you can succeed in destroying what you said the first time. You're left with nothing. But here, she didn't say an amasla. I don't think it would work. I don't think so. Okay, so Tosis had the two comments on the Rashi. Okay, that's how we learned all along, like Tosis, the bottom Tosis. That's what we assumed all along. That this machlekes is called Falaf and Beis. Machlekes are Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseira says he cannot write a get on Ksav Sheyochel Lehizdayev. Nev Sheyochel Lehizdayev, Chachamim Makshirim. This is exactly the machlekes of Rameir Ablozen. Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseira thinks like Rabbi Meir. See, every shtar kinyan works by virtue of the fact that it starts off as a shtar rice. If it's Yochel Lizdaif, there's no right. There's absolutely no right whatsoever. And Mechachamim Makshirim is the way we paskin. That's the majority opinion. Halachik Rav Lozer, the Eidi Mesira Karsi. So a shtar kinyan does not have to start off by functioning as a shtar rice.
We're actually in terms of learning that we're saying Rav Lozer without Kukir every Meir. But if we look like the Rift and Rambam that even Rav Lozer just meant off the Eidi Mesira Karsi, why is Rebbe Lozer any better than answering Rebbe Meir? Because he couldn't use the Chasima.
Again, if you all like the Riv, Rebbe Lozer will agree to Rebbe Meir.
So, if Rebbe Meir gets more consumer, then you should Rebbe Lozer.
Again,
or only half Rebbe Lozer works.
Rebbe Yehuda ben Miseira holds like Rebbe Meir that the only route that you can take for a shtar is it has to be Eidi Chasima. Eidi Chasima means it has to function as a shtaraya in order to serve as a shtakini. Shtaraya doesn't work if it's Yochel Lizdak. And a Chachamim Machshirim is the Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer holds either this is the only way it works or this way can also work. The only way it can be Machshir is by the Rav Lozer. It doesn't make a difference whether you hold like the Rif or not like the Rif. Rav Lozer would say if it's not Muchach Mitoichai and it's, the shtar cannot serve as a shtaraya, it'll still be good. It'll serve as a shtakim without serving as a shtarai. That's if you all like Reb Lozen. That's irrelevant. But you all like the Rif, you all like the other Rishon. That's not relevant. So the Gemara quotes this memra of Anachav Beis Amin Aleph, the last 15 lines, where I was going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser. What he was talking about, three different things. You cannot write al anyo amachik val adiftera. What is a diftera? The Gemara is going to explain. Diftera is the yor amachik is paper, and diftera is parchment. What kind of parchment is it? The Gemara says, Amar Pchia Baras and Mishmeidu Gimelar is saying there are three kinds of parchment which are not fully treated yet. Rashi points out, if you have parchment that's already cloth, then it's not called or. Gimelar is saying the rawhide that are not fully treated, there are three kinds, and there are ramifications halacha lemaisa. So what are the three? Matzah, chifa, chefa, and diftera. Matzah kemashmo wasn't treated at all. Mamish like matzah. That nothing, just plain flour and water didn't rise. So matzah means it wasn't treated like the loy maliach, the loy kamech, the loy ofitz, wasn't treated at all. What is the significance of saying that matzah has a separate gimel oris, a separate category? My hilchoso lahitzua shab is kamashir kiriktan rabshim ba yehuda kideilotz mishkol ktan. Fine. The kama kiriba the river of pumtis. What's a din in Shabbos? Every malacha has to have a kishir. And by hoitzua, the Mishnayos have a ptun half prokim in the middle of Masechah Shabbos gives you. Did you carry beverages? Did you carry food? Did you carry Michael Damon? Did you carry Michael Adam? Did you carry metal? Did you carry plastic? Did you carry paper? Did you carry parchment? What kind of parchment? There are four different kinds of parchment. So depending on which kind of parchment it is, will determine how large a size of parchment or hide it has to be. And Tyson says it doesn't necessarily. It doesn't necessarily depend on how choshev it is. One might have thought that the more the parchment was treated, so the smaller the size has to be. And if it's not treated at all, then you need a bigger size, that it should have chashivas. And the more elegant, the more you treated the parchment, so then the smaller the size is. So Tosfos says that it's not kirev. That it's not totally zevizeh. It depends on the way people would usually use it. Whatever they would usually use it for, so that determines what the shear has to be. That's the Tosfos. They lich deval of a saget. El ha-shiurim, the third line in the Tosfos, the shiurim for the different degrees of high, einam lefi chashivas or. Even if you have a more chashiva high, sometimes the shiur will be larger. The yeshu hu chashiv shiur ha-gadol menagaru mimenu. So what does it depend on? El kolech shiur b'meshe regilim lasas mimenu. The shiur of chashivas is, what is it oimed to use it for? So if it's a cheaper high, then you use it for tiny things, so then a smaller size would be good. If it's a more valuable hide, and therefore usually use it for larger megillas, but to write more on it, then it has to have a larger size. It's not usually, it would make sense to say, the more elegant the thing is, so the smaller the size has to be. Yeah, what's taka the din if you carry something on Shabbos, and it's less than a shear, it's more than a shear, would you say chatz shear asam in atayra? That's a shayla. There's a Rashi, a famous Rashi in Masechah Shabbos. Rashi in Masechah Shabbos is commenting on the Gemara by Tochein. The Rashi quotes Chatzis Shiur Asa Min HaTorah. The Shulam Melech points out this Rashi. Rashi is an Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara talks about Afiya or Tchina, less than a Shiur. So Rashi quotes because Chatzis Shiur Asa Min HaTorah, as it says in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet. The Rashi happens to be in Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet. The Rashi quotes from Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, where it's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish all Chatzis Shiur is Mutar Min HaTorah, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, the Gemara says they voted and they decided that the din is like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases. The Gemara Hacholitz has. In the fourth paragraph of Yibam, there are three cases where it's machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish pass like Reish Lakish. Usually pass like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon's opinion is a chatzis shiur is asa min haTorah. So the simple reading of Rashi sounds like he's saying the chatzis shiur asa min haTorah even applies to Malacha Shabbos. That's a question. The Mishlei Melech points out this Rashi. That's the simple reading of the Rashi. Maybe it's not the Mishlei Melech. Maybe it's the Magi and the Mishlei Melech in parentheses. The one, the author of the, what's it called? The Am Lois. The one who authored the Am Lois took the Mishlei Melech and he broke it down into tiny paragraphs and he put each paragraph on one section in the one halach in the Ram. Originally, Mishlei Melech was such long essays, no one would have any patience to read anything. So he was kind, the author of the Am Lois was kind enough, he was the Magi, he broke down the Mishlei Melech into short paragraphs and he made it user-friendly. So that's why people use it. There are, once in a while, there's a long Mishlei Melech goes on for pages, nobody ever reads those. People only read the short ones, the short essays. The long ones, no one ever reads. So I think the Magi and the Mishlei Melech is the one who points this out, that the Chacham Tzvi writes in a tshuva that he thinks the Chatzishir Osman HaTorah only applies to Machovas HaSuris. Because the Psukim, where Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from, the Gemara is not sure. In Yom HaDaf Ayin Daled, the Gemara is not sure whether Rabbi Yochanan's din is based on a Svara, based on a Pasuk. If it's based on a Svara, so the Gemara says the Svara is HaChotzeh Litzta Rufe. If you're reading a Chatzishir now, well, you can eat another Chatzishir later, Tevchtechilis Pras. It'll turn out that this Chatzishir that you ate now will be starved to death. So since Chazir is the roof, it must be that there's an Issa, must be there's an Issa deraisa. The other marker the Gemara gives is maybe it's a Xeris HaKosov. Kol Chelev, kol dehu Chelev, even a Chatzi Shir, even less than a Gazai. So the Mishnah Melech suggests, the Chacham Tzvi suggests, that if Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah is based on a Xeris HaKosov, kol Chelev, kol dehu Chelev, maybe it only applies to Mechalas Asuris. Maybe it shouldn't apply to any other Issa. In the Torah. So the Magi and the Mishlei Melech points out that the simple reading of the Rashi here seems to imply that Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah even applies to Melech HaShabbos.
Sefer Torah Se'yichud says that Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah applies even to Yichud. So according to either one of those two reasons, that should apply. You can't have a Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah, you can't have a
No, Yichud means Chatzi Shir Yichud means I plan to be with a woman in a room for half a minute, but I may decide to stay for an hour. So is it permissible for me to be there half a minute and to run out of the room? The woman is in my house. I have a guest in the house. The woman is in the house. I have to go get a sefer. So I'm going to run into the house for half a minute, take the sefer and run out. So if you say, Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah, I was misyachid less than the shir. That should be an issa d'oraisa. So they say, no. So it's less than the shir, less than the shir yichud. So it's mutter. That he can say Chazir is Tarufi, he may stay longer than a half a minute. He runs in for half a minute, planning to run right out. But he may stay longer than a half a minute. So that's the question. So the Chacham Tzvi thinks that if it's based on a Pasuk, so he thinks that the Pasuk should be restricted only to Macholas Asuris.
So, I saw someone apply that to an elevator. So if you're in an elevator with a woman, so then...
I mean, the elevator may stop on every floor.
Even if it doesn't, I don't know how long...
The elevator stops not only when we in the elevator push the button. When someone on the floor pushes the button, the elevator will stop also. So that's really Chatzi Shir, since if I know the elevator door may open any time. So then, even though I plan to go to the 100th floor, I'm on the first floor, and I plan to go to the 100th floor. That's going to take a couple of minutes. So still, since the elevator door may open at any time, so that's already a Chatzi Shir. So that's a Chatzi Shir, that's not Chazi Litzdarufi. That's what you say. That's not a chazir l'staruvah. Because the door may open on every floor. That's the shayla by yichud. When they say chatzishir, pashtus is that it doesn't make sense that chatzishir should be also by the yichud. Chatzishir was not chazir l'staruvah. The elevator door may open on every floor. I don't know who else is that. Unless this is an express, and I know it's not going to open up. So then it is a shir shalom. It's not a Chatzi Shir, then it is a Shir Shalom. Anyway, this is the Shaila. So the Rashi on Ayin Dalet, Amin Aleph, and Masech HaShabbos, sounds like he says the Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah applies to Shabbos also, but there are 39 melachos on Shabbos. The Rashi there happens to be talking about Ofer and about Tochein. Ofer and Tochein and Borer. Would you say the same by Vaitzoh on Shabbos? So that's the Beferish Gemara in Zvachim that you don't apply it. The Gemara in Zvachim says Beferish that if you carry food less than the shear, you carry metal, you carry plastic, whatever it is you carry less than the shear. So the Gemara says that that's a lack of malachas machsheves. That's the last line in Perek Beis Shammai. That's a Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in Zochim. Some quoted say Rashbam and Bavar Basra. Rashbam and Bavar Basra just quoted the Gemara in Zochim. You don't need a Rashbam and Bavar Basra. Rashbam and Bavar Basra has the comment on this Gemara. When the Gemara quotes, when the Gemara Bavar Basra quotes this. But here's the Gemara in Zochim, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara says, by Hoitzoa, if you carry less than a shear, Oichlim have a shear, Mashkim have a shear, Maichal Daim has a shear, and leather has a shear, and hide has a shear. Each thing has a different shear, all the different shear. So that's Beferish in the Gemara, that's a lack of Malachas Mashevas. It could be, that's what some say, it could be that Malachas Mashevas, Osra Torah implies that by all Lamentes of this Malachas, you need a shear. Whenever you're lacking the shear, it'll always be a lack of Malachas Mashevas. So in that case, he can't say Chatz Yishir Osman HaTer. That'll be against the Rashi. That'll be against the Rashi. Or it could be that the Gemara only says it by Haitzor. That's a possibility. The Gemara there in Zvachim and Zayin Manal happens to be talking about Haitzor. If you carry an item less than its shear, so it could be because Haitzor to begin with is a Malacha Gruhi. It's really questionable why is Haitzor a Malacha. You didn't create anything. No, just move the item from one place to the other place. Malachas Shabbos always has to be Malachas Machshavas Asutar. So it's really a Chiddush. Haitzah is really a Malacha Gru. You didn't create anything new. So there, there's room to argue the point and say that by Haitzah, if you didn't have the Kashir, so then it's a lack of Malachas Machshavas. By the other Lamed Ches Malachas, the other 38 Malachas, one could argue the point and say that a Chatzishir will be Asam and Atar. Could be Haitzah is different. That's what the Prima Godin wants to say. There is a Gemara Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara says, if a person carries food less than a shear, let's say moitzim mishus sayachad mishus sayrabim, and the behema eats it up, or a person eats it up, someone eats it up, then he carries a minute later, 2 minutes later, carries out another pachas mikashir. So the Gemara says there on the peyam and aleph that it's not nitzdari. If it's nechal bintayim or it's nisraf bintayim, then it's not nitzdari. So the Prima Godin thinks that that's only by hoitzor. He thinks because by hoitzor it's a malacha grua to begin with. And Chatz Yishir is really not an Isser at all. So you need the first Chatz Yishir should be still Kayom while I do the Malacha on the second Chatz Yishir. But on the other 38 Malachas, where it's a regular Malacha, it's not a Malacha Grua. So the Prima Godin is mistapik to say that this whole din wouldn't apply. If I did, let's say, Kosei, a person Kosei Vaisachas, then it's erased. Someone destroyed the Raisachas, then he does Kosei and other Rais. So the Prima Godin is mistapik to say that maybe then it would be Mitzdar. The only time they say it's not in Starif is by Hoitzah because it's a lack of Malachas Mashevis if you have a Chatz Yishir. So then you need that the first Chatz Yishir should still be Kayam at the time that you do the Malach on the second Chatz Yishir. So if you say like that, Pima Golem, so then it sounds like he's assuming that Gemara is Vachim that says Malachas Mashevis as Satera only applies to Hoitzah, not the other. Anyway, here the Gemara is giving the three different Shiur. Matzah is the hide that wasn't treated at all. Wasn't salted, and it didn't have it soaked in flour with water, and its layapets didn't pour on the gallnut juice. So what's the shear for Hitzor Shabbos? And Mar says Kadei Lotz Mishkal Ktana. In order to wrap up, when you have a weight, you have a scale. So you put a weight. Let's say you put I want to buy 5 pounds of potatoes. So he puts a weight on one side of the scale, 5 pound weight. Then he puts the potatoes on the other side. If he's going to use the same piece of metal for 10 years, for 20 years, so the bottom of the metal is going to get worn out. So it's not going to have 5 pounds anymore. So it's only going to have 4 pounds if the bottom keeps on rubbing out. So when he's charging me for 5 pounds of potatoes, only give me 4 pounds of potatoes. So you have to put a piece of leather on the bottom that the metal weight shouldn't get rubbed off. So that's what the Gemara says. What does anybody use for matzah? Hide that wasn't treated at all, la maliach, it's not useful for writing on. Can't write an or matzo. So the Gemara says people would use it, kedei lotza mishkal ktana, in order to cover over the piece of metal weight that it shouldn't get rubbed out. What's called a mishkal ktana? An ounce, a pound, a 5 pounds, a 10 pounds, a 30 pounds. What's called mishkal ktana? Each weight is going to be a different size. The larger the weight is going to be, so the larger the piece of hide is going to be that's going to cover it on the bottom. So he says, Amar Abai, Kiriba de Riba de Pumbadis. He tells, he identifies what weight it is that you have to have a piece of heart that's going to cover. If you have chayfa, that means it's a little bit treated but not fully treated. My hilchos hatzor shabbos kam shiurash. Mar says that's the shiur in the Mishnah. Kedei lasis kameya. They write a kameya. Diftera means that it had the first two treatments, didn't have the third one for it. So Shabbos Yishir will be Kedei lichtav olav asaget. So the diftera, Kedei lichtav olav asaget, that's going to be a machlokes hatanoim. That's diftera is good to write again if you all like Rav Lazar, that you don't need muchach mitach, but if you all like Rav Yudah ben Beseira, so he says, Rabbi Ben Maseret says a mission. He cannot write on a diftera because the diftera is the yochel his diet. It's not acceptable. Okay, what does Gemara have on Amud Beis? The Amar Ablozer. That's the second member. The first member Ablozer said is he's identifying who are the chachamim b'aymer. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? I remember when I learned in Lakewood, Baron Kotel said a shira on this topic in Tosfos Chavos. I didn't know what the Gemara said. I didn't know what Rabbi Kevega's kasha was. I couldn't understand one word of the shira. I was only 13 years old. Rabbi Tendler was my Rebbe that year, so he sent a group of students to learn in Lakewood. So the older guys maybe knew what was going on. I didn't know what he was talking about. So here Tosfos has a Gemara, an Amud Aleph. Chavos on Al Tosfos Lani or Amachuk. If you have the get is written on a piece of paper that was never erased. They're writing the first time on the piece of paper. And the Edom are signing, Beidav al HaMachak. So everyone can see. So the Edom are not allowed to sign on such a thing because he can erase everything that it says above their handwriting, above their signatures, and you can write a whole different thing. It can say that Reuven owes me $5 billion and it has the two Edom on the bottom. And everything will be Nimchak Pamachas. So this is quotes from the Gemara of Basra, that you can discern, you can recognize what was Nimchak Pamachas. In the Dhamma Nimchak Pamachas, Nimchak Shtepamim. So the Edom are not allowed to sign on a piece of paper if the Shtar is written Ala Niyar that was never erased. And the Edom sign Ala Machak, they're not allowed to sign on such a thing because whoever you give the Shtar to the Malva can be a wise guy, so he can erase everything. It turned out that everything was erased once, the text of the Shtar on top and the Edom on the bottom. Or let's say the Edom, where the Edom signed, it was already erased twice, and they signed. And where the Shtar is written, it was only erased once. So the Malva can erase the whole Shtar and rewrite a whole different thing, and turn out they will both have the same amount of machak. The Shtar will have been erased twice, and the Edom will have been erased twice. So the Edom are never allowed to sign such a Shtar. So he spoke about some kind of a kasha, Rabbi Kevega. What if the Edom is signed? I think that's what it was. You should look it up. I don't know where the Rebbe Kivegu is. Probably on Izdaf or it's in Bava Basra. I don't know. So he discussed, what's the din if the Edom signed Ala Machak and the whole Shtar is written Al Haniyar, and then the Malva didn't forge anything. And 10 years later, the Malva comes with the Shtar. The Edom signed in a fashion they weren't allowed to sign like that because it's Yochel his diet. But then the guy was not Mazayif anything. He comes with the Shtar 20 years later. And you see that everything on top is Al Haniyar and the Edom are Ala Machak. So is that good or not? So there's some kind of kasha Rabbi Kivega that he gave some kind of a teretz on. Okay. Remember, he gave the shira on Shabbos afternoon. Because the whole week, Rabbi Baron Kotel was always running. He's always busy running around, raising money for Chinuch Atzmai and for Lakewood Yeshiva. He had no time to be in the yeshiva. So Shabbos, he couldn't raise money. So Shabbos, he had to be in the yeshiva. So he gave the shira Shabbos afternoon. I didn't understand one word. So right after the shira, everybody ran to the back room. I don't know where they were running. So yes, and where there is everybody running? Yankel Shiv said the Chazor Shir. So everybody ran to the back. I don't understand one word that Yankel Shiv said. I don't understand anything. Then we had Shal Shudas. Then I remember we said Kiddush Levana. Matzai Shab, little Kiddush Levana. And someone called me that Rabbi Kotler wants me to go to his office. I came to his office and he asked me to tell him over the Shir. So he started saying over the Gemara. So I didn't know what the Gemara said. So well, how am I? I said, I'm not going to understand Rabbi Kevega's Kasha. I won't be able to understand his turn. So he said, good. That's enough. Sure. Finished, yeah, but so I really ought to look it up. I still didn't look it up. I don't know. Gotta take a look there. It must be there. I'm going to pass it. What is the same Chayesh Mishpat? If the Edom signed such a star, and they weren't allowed to sign such a star, because that star, the Edom signed Ala Machak, and the star is written Ala Nior, And the Malvik can easily forge it. But then 10 years later, you see, he didn't forge anything. Is it good or not? Or they say, since the Edom had no right to sign such a shtar, so you can't even use it later as a shtar raya, even though you see that there's no forgery, there's no faker raya. That was the topic of the shir that I didn't understand. Then he went to Eretz Yisrael, there was a knesi hagdoyla that summer. He disappeared, he went to Eretz Yisrael. And there wasn't enough room in the yeshiva for everybody to stay. So Yankel Shiv said, it's okay, we can sleep around Baron Carter's bed. The option was, should we rent rooms in an inn, in a motel nearby, or should we sleep around Baron Carter's bed? So Yankel Shiv said, it's an umdin the muchaf that he'll give permission. That we don't have to ask him permission, we can sleep in his bed. Well, the guys were afraid to sleep, so we all rented rooms there. We didn't sleep in his bed. One of the guys was Rabbi Levitz. That time he was single. He's connected with the Smicha program now. One of the guys was Yeshaya Balin, I think. It's a whole bunch of people, all each one a colorful character. Okay, we're up to the top line on Amar Beis Amar Ablaz. Maybe tomorrow we'll start from this. Amar Ablaz, the top line of Amar Beis Amar Beis. Thank you.